when you look at the current food prices in the market, we find that the prices are rising day by day, and also most markets are disrupted, and the trade routes are being affected by insecurity. Most households are really struggling to bring food to the table, and very few who are able to afford 2 to 3 meals a day, but the rest of us are actually struggling to have one meal in a day. So looking at the current trend, we find that the number of households who are in food secure are increasing as compared to the past years. So given this situation, we would think that even the coming year would be more worse if the situation is not addressed right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there seems to be harvest in some areas as well, but the Food and Agricultural Organization is warning that it might get worse. I mean, how will you explain this?
I think we are all aware that it is quite unusual to see in harvest time food aid being distributed all over the country. This is quite unusual. Harvest time, normally, we expect plenty of food to be there in the market, even the prices of market food commodities to be very low. But this year and at around this time, we have witnessed a number of food distribution going on in all the states. And also, the prices of food commodities in the market are rising day by day. So this is quite unusual, and this has really have a potential. There is a potential risk that we are seeing in a few months to come if the situation is not addressed.
Yes.
And yes.
Go ahead. Now, how many people are we talking about here that can severely be affected with the food situation?
The recent analysis, we had 3.7 million people who are severely food insecure. We know with the poor production this year, we know most of our farmers have lost their production and the first season, especially in the equatorial region, and also they fail to plant in the second season. Therefore, the little food that is available might be exhausted before even the onset of the dry season. Therefore, this will put a number of households at a risk of starvation.
Yeah, you said around 3.6 million. That's more than three-third of the country, I mean, according to our large population. Now, does the Food and Agricultural Organization think that most parts of the country are headed for a severe famine?
Given that the number of households who were previously food secure is reducing, and we are seeing increasing trend in a number of households who are in food secure phase classification. And also given that more than half of our production this year, cereal production, has been lost. And also looking at the malnutrition rate in our country, we witnessed that 7 out of 10 former states, the malnutrition rate is above the emergency threshold. And all these indicators, when you look at it, it is really pointing to a worse scenario than expected.
Yes. And which parts of the country are mostly affected?
The equatorial regions where the violence, the recent violence, has happened. So these areas are most affected, especially the Yei, Lanya, and we know all these areas are productive areas. They are being affected, and also with the Northern Brazil region, which has been not directly affected by the security, we have witnessed effect of the war on the market situation. a number of supply routes have been affected, and therefore prices in the market are increasing at a higher speed, and also people are really struggling to get food on the table. So there is it, actually. If we don't act now, we are seeing a worse scenario in a month to come.
Yes. Now, why is Northern Barghazal particularly a concern to the Food and Agriculture Organization?
We are concerned about the Northern Barghazal region because from our recent assessment, we have witnessed that the production this year is going to be even lower than what we had last year. And also the market has severely been disrupted, and the prices of food commodities are rising. And also we notice that the malnutrition rate in this region is very, very high, above even the threshold of emergency. So this is really a concern. When you look at these indicators, they are really pointing to a worse scenario situation. So that's why FAO, FAO is very concerned about this region. And if there is nothing done to save the situation, we are going to witness a very bad situation that we would not like to see.
Talking about if there's nothing done, I mean, you as Food and Agriculture Organization, what are you doing in trying to lessen this situation?
Right now, FAO is working tirelessly, mobilizing resources to target around 1.3 people with the livelihood support kits. And this mainly includes vegetables and fishing kits that will really give a very quick impact to help people secure food for the households. And also we are targeting about 9.3 million of heads of livestock to be vaccinated during dry season so that we can protect the animal from diseases and save the productive asset so that people can survive on them.
Finally, what is your advice to a farmer in Ye who, due to the tensions there, had not been able to cultivate the land, let alone to harvest any food in the first place?
We are really very sorry for what is happening in Ye. We know Ye has been very supportive to our work here in South Sudan. The farmers in Ye have been supplying us seeds, which we normally distribute to other regions. And because of these conflict situations, they have actually lost their seeds this year. They have lost the production, and they have not been able to save even seeds for the next season. But in our plant, we have really greatly given priority to this area. And our hope is that the situation there will improve, and we want to advise our farmers that they should not lose hope. We hope the situation will improve, and we'll be there to really support them with the input so that they can restart their production if the situation improves. So they should not lose hope. We hope the situation will improve, and we also appeal that we should advocate for peace so that we give opportunities to our farmers to feed the nation.